He is a religious mystic, and he writes the religious hymns. And I want to read to you the hymn to the Aten. It is a religious hymn written well before either the Hebrew Bible or the Christian Bible by Akhenaten. He is the sole priest of this religion, the high priest. And it's called the Hymn to the Aten. It will sound biblical. I think you'll be amazed. But for Egypt, it's a tremendous change. Just listen. I wish I had a great voice that I could read this in, but this is what he says. Hymn to the Aten by Akhenaten. Splendid you rise, O living Aten, eternal Lord. You are radiant, beauteous, mighty. Your love is great, immense. Your rays light up all faces. Now, first, your rays light up all faces. Egyptian gods were always just for the Egyptians. They weren't for everybody. This is a god for everybody. Next, you who made every land, created what is in it, all peoples, herds, flocks, all trees that grow from the soil, they live when you dawn for them. You are mother and father of all that you made. This is a creator god who creates everything. And then, when you dawn, their eyes observe you. As your rays light the whole earth, every heart acclaims your sight. When you are risen as their Lord, when you set in sky's western lightland, they lie down as if dead. So while the Aten rises, everything's okay. But when he goes, when he sets, things are a little scary, right? It's amazing stuff considering how early it is. Akhenaten is, in a sense, a religious mystic who is really pioneering things that nobody's ever heard. Now, what is the response to this amazing religion? I don't think anybody ever got it. He is so far ahead of himself. This Aten is not a god that you can sculpt a statue of. It's an abstract principle of light, almost. It's so abstract, and the Egyptians are so used to concrete gods that nobody really embraced the religion. Nobody. Even on the boundary stele, he says, no one can make an image of you. All the sculptors who used to carve all the statues of the gods, out of business. Out of business. So Akhenaten builds his city in the desert. It was a large city, by the way. He had probably 25,000, 30,000 people living there. Following him, he's writing the hymns, and there are tremendous changes. Remember how I said in the other lecture that everybody in Egypt was buried on the west side because the west was associated with the dead because the sun sets or dies in the west? Not at Amarna, not at Akhetaten, the horizon of the Aten. Tombs are on the east. And we don't even know if there's a life after death under Akhenaten. It's not clear. There's no longer Osiris, the god of the west, to welcome you. Do you resurrect in the next world? We don't even know. We don't even know if there was a real firm belief in life after death. Akhenaten built a tomb, not in the Valley of the Kings, because he's left that and will never leave his city. He built it in a valley that looks just like the Valley of the Kings, though. I think there was a bit of nostalgia. He was looking back to his father's days, and he's isolated. So he built a tomb in a valley, very isolated, very remote, a large tomb for himself. And on the tomb walls, he shows things that have never been shown on a tomb wall before. And this is where the art also changes. There's an absolutely remarkable scene. Now, as far as we know, Akhenaten only had two wives, not many. He has the beautiful Nefertiti, who is the Hemet Weret, the great wife. There's only one of those. And there's a minor wife named Kia. On the royal tomb walls is a scene. Akhenaten and Nefertiti are standing by a bed, and they are mourning. They are actually leaning over as if crying. And on the bed is a dead woman. Behind the bed, a nurse holds a child, with a shade over it, a sunshade. That's a sign of royalty. What's going on here is probably a royal child has been born. A woman has died, and Akhenaten and Nefertiti are crying. They're mourning. You never see daily life scenes of pharaohs on tombs. All you see them is battling in front of the gods. But here you've got the royal family mourning. Other scenes that Akhenaten permits to be carved on the walls. the family at home. It shows Akhenaten and Nefertiti. They're sitting on chairs and they've got kids on their laps. One kid's eating a duck, right? She's got sticky fingers and they're kissing each other. It's family values for Akhenaten. It's an amazing time, and Akhenaten has changed almost everything. All three pillars, the role of the pharaoh, role of religion, right, art, everything has changed. And Egypt is going downhill. He may have been happy at Tell el-Amarna, but it all ends in tragedy. In the 17th year of his reign, Akhenaten dies. And it leaves a tremendous question. What do we do? Do we continue with this new religion of the Aten, or do we go back to the old religion of many gods? We'll talk about that next time. So I'll see you next time.